Hello, everybody, and welcome back for another podcast. Today, we are on number 5 of the Chess Study Podcast, and I'm going to talk about 3 main things in this podcast. The first we're just going to jump in is going to be your chess study plan. So, a viewer of my videos sent me his own chess study plan, and it's basically a 4-step morning study, and The first step is studying middle game concepts over the board 30 minutes. The second step was studying end game concepts 15 minutes. And then visualization exercises for 15 minutes. And then solving 1, 2, and 3 move tactics. Okay, so I made this mistake when I was starting out. And really when I focused on trying to improve in 2012, I was obsessed with chess study plans and trying to find the most effective means of study. Now, the interesting thing is that I really found that spreading your study out in the day among different concepts really leads to no benefit. And what I'm going to recommend is you have to focus on one thing at a time because your mind really can't switch between topics. You know, this isn't like high school where, you know, the bell rings and then you just go study end games, the bell rings and you go study tactics. You know, a lot of people do that, and that's probably why a lot of people don't really make inroads in their own chess progress. So what I'm going to recommend is you focus at least a week on one thing, and you go as deep as possible, because you really need deep work in order to make progress in chess. You need to focus on one thing and let your mind kind of be saturated with the ideas and with the practice of analyzing and thinking about a specific position and topic. And then once you have a specific skill in that topic, then you can move on to another thing and spend maybe another week or two on that. Some people, you know, they say that you need to read books really slowly and all this stuff. I don't really know necessarily about that anymore, but I think that more than ever, focus on one topic and really thinking deeply about one thing is kind of something that we don't really have in chess study and in the culture in general, I'd say. But if you really do want to make progress, you see a lot of people, they jump on and start playing online and they start playing a bunch of games, bullet games and blitz games. Now, they're fun, but you are not going to improve by playing bullet and blitz games, and you'll see that when you really go play an over-the-board tournament. You know, I've seen a lot of people, you know, they tell me, oh, I played, you know, 10,000 blitz games, and maybe they got to 1,400 or 1,500 over the board, and I can tell, okay, maybe they got to that rating, but they're not going to make any progress because the understanding and the deep work is not there, and, you know, they can look at a board based on their blitz skills and bullet skills, and they can, you know, maybe have some tactical tricks against a 1,500 player. But as soon as they run into 1,700 players and higher, at least in the U.S., they are going to have trouble because the player is not really going to fall for those tricks, and the player will know, or his opponent will know, just to take his time and follow the basics of piece activity and strategy, and he'll go wrong because he'll get confused. Whereas, you know, his opponent has time to see through everything, he won't know what to do. And that's why it's very important to do the deep work in order to improve. So in terms of splitting your study among multiple topics in a day, don't do that. Just focus on one thing in a week, at least, maybe longer, and you'll probably see much greater progress in the long term, which actually is pretty short term. You'll probably see a lot of progress within 6 months. I'll say that I went from 1,600 to 1,800 within about 6 months by finally switching from a kind of scattered chess study program to focusing on one thing at a time, namely basic tactics, as well as reading some strategy books. So the next question is regarding the 4-step thinking process. Now, I want to just remit that you don't need to be so rigid in terms of 4 steps and all this. When I'm talking about my 4-step thought process, I'm really just showing the main components of a thorough and successful chess thought process. That doesn't mean you have to follow exactly what I'm saying, but you should incorporate them into your own thinking. And mostly your training. Now, when you play, as I said before, you just have to play. So don't really be thinking step one, step two. That's really just going to make you use a lot of energy that you don't need to use. You need to train it and then just play it. That's what you need to do. So this question specifically says, what do I have to do for evaluation? Is it before the second step and after the fourth? Blah, blah, blah. So what you need to do for evaluation is you need to basically use your understanding plus the analysis to come to an evaluation of the position, and then you need to decide on your move after the analysis. Now, the fourth step is really a blunder check after you've made your decision just to make sure it's correct. So really, it should be around the third step is what I do, but you know, don't overthink it. So for evaluation, I'm really going to make a course about this. That's why I took Wednesday off, because I was trying to, you know, do some deep work of my own in terms of coming up with a really accurate course that would help you guys to increase your ability to really apply what I'm talking about. I realize I haven't made enough videos about that, and I really like the course concept in terms of, you know, giving some structure to be able to apply it. So the course that I'm going to come out with on this YouTube channel is basically understanding plus analysis. That's what I realized I have to cover, because that's kind of a very nebulous topic and it's unclear when you talk about it or when you hear about it how to apply it. So what the evaluation of a chess position is, it's a combined application of your understanding of the chess position plus your analysis of the chess position. Now, this is really the meat of chess skill. And if you have a good understanding but poor analysis, then you'll make bad chess evaluations. If you have a bad understanding but a good analysis, then you'll have a little less trouble, but long term in a game, you'll still make mistakes in terms of strategy, playing on the wrong side of the board, choosing the wrong plan, and you'll still have trouble. So you really need both components. You need a good understanding and a good analysis. Now, the analysis is really just taking your understanding and visualizing moves and seeing where it leads. So you need both in terms of your chess accuracy. All right, so I'm going to, basically after this podcast, I'm going to spend time working on this course. If I don't come out with a video for a day, then just know that I'm working on the course and I want to release it, you know, day after day. So if I release it one day, I want to get out at least 7 days in a row, so that, you know, it's all out at the same time. Thanks for listening to the Chess Study Podcast. That about concludes it for this week of the Chess Study Podcast, number 5. And I'll see you starting next week with some videos. I'm going to be working, as I said, on this course, Understanding Plus Analysis. I was thinking about making it a 7-day course, but I really am just going to work on it until I have enough and start releasing it then. If you have any questions for next week's podcast, please leave them in the comments below so I can get to them on Friday. If I do a podcast or if I start releasing my course, then that'll have to wait until the following week. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the future. Bye. I encourage you to subscribe and hit the bell so you receive all the notifications when I release a new video. If you want to support the channel, you can do so through PayPal, cryptocurrency, or you could check out the Chess Diagnostic Apparel Shop, where I have all kinds of designs that I made myself for t-shirts, hoodies, and I'll add new designs weekly. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the future. Everywhere that you want to. Thank you.